Good morning, good people. It is 6th August 2020. We celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. The readings are from Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 9 to 10 and 13 to 14. The second reading from 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 16 to 19 and the Gospel from Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. Life is full of experiences. Many of them pass by and a few passes through our lives. Some experiences unfold the glimpse of God and the rest radiate the warmth of God. Some experiences are focus for us to face the inevitable in the future and others to cope up with the present. We all desire to have a peak experience like that of Transfiguration. Mountain experiences of Jesus unfolded the key moments starting from the temptation, the teaching, feeding, praying, and betrayal. There he was transfigured before them, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Matthew 17:12. 2. The endorsement of the Father invites us to listen to Jesus even when we do not like to hear him, what he says, and when we do not understand him. The Transfiguration calls us for prayer and intimacy with Jesus to have a preview of future glory. Transfiguration reminds us our responsibility to be the children of God and the final outcome of our life. Is God pleased with our lives? The first reading resonates the gospel while St. Peter confesses in the second reading his first-hand eyewitness to the spectacular revelation of Jesus in Transfiguration that is a reality and that is reliable. We had seen his majesty for ourselves. He was honored and glorified by God the Father. 1 Peter 1:17. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth." Psalm 97 verse 9. The Synoptic Gospels mentions this peak experience. Three chosen witnesses got a pleasant surprise of witnessing the risen glory of Jesus. Jesus revealed himself as a son of the Father before embarking to Jerusalem, the culmination in the appearance of Moses representing the law, and Elijah stood for the prophets by assuring voice of the Father in cloud and voice. A similar experience during the baptism of the Lord we witness. Peak experiences slip through quickly but sink in deeply to strengthen our fears of the future. Seeing is believing. Speculations do not satisfy our minds, but specific facts attempt to fill the thirst. Saint Augustine encourages us to face the present after being in the presence. God, go down to toil on earth, to serve on earth, to be scorned and crucified on earth. Life goes down to be killed. Bread goes down to suffer hunger. The way goes down to be exhausted on his journey. The spring goes down to suffer thirst, and you refuse to suffer. May the Lord grant us the courage to face, come what may, after we encounter him in the Eucharist, in the experiences of our lives. May you have a good day. God bless you.